From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Now, we say goodbye to a songwriter and producer whose music is ingrained in American culture. Ain't No Mountain High Enough, You're All I Need to Get By. Nick Ashford wrote those songs and more with his wife of over 30 years, Valerie Simpson. Ashford died yesterday at the age of 70. NPR's Netta Ulaby has this remembrance.
Nick Ashford and Valerie Simpson wrote this hit for Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell.
Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby.
And this hit for Diana Ross.
Why don't you reach out and touch somebody's hand?
And this hit for themselves.
We build it up
and build it up
and build it up
and now we're solid. Solid.
Believe it or not, Nick Ashford told NPR 5 years ago he never expected that song to get big.
Tell you, and I was shocked or surprised when Solid became a hit. I wasn't sure that was, I thought I loved the song, but I didn't think it would rise to the heights it rose. It was just interesting to me.
Yeah.
And now it's like our anthem. We can't leave the stage before we sing that, you know.
Ashford with Valerie Simpson. When they met at a Harlem church, she was a 17-year-old music student, and he was a down-on-his-luck dancer, the son of a construction worker from Michigan. Their first big hit began as a joke when they started working with a major music publisher.
And we came into his office one day, and he says, "You guys got a song for us?" And we said, "Oh, yeah, we wrote this great song," but it was a song we went out the door singing when we couldn't write any song. We were saying, "Oh, let's go get stoned." And we said, "Oh, let's go get stoned.
The song became a hit for Ray Charles, who was then fresh from rehab.
You know I worked so hard all day long.
The song got the attention of Motown, where the two became star staff writers for the likes of Smokey Robinson and Aretha Franklin. Over the course of their entire career, generally speaking, Valerie Simpson wrote the music, Nick Ashford wrote the lyrics.
You could argue that he wrote one of the most important and meaningful feminist pop anthems of all time.
Music scholar Jason King says after the two left Motown, they wrote this 1978 hit for Chaka Khan. And on a dime, Ashford and Simpson could turn around and express a man's experience in a song like Is It Still Good to You with Petty Pendergrass.
It's been a long time since you asked me how was my day and kissed me before.
It's all about intimacy in a relationship and what happens when it starts disappearing, and it's all about a man's fears about that disappeared intimacy. So it's a very touchy subject matter, but it's dealt with incredible lyrical sophistication.
Jason King says as a lyricist, Nick Ashford was a master of economical storytelling. He'd use just a few words to convey a huge, powerful story in a 4-minute song.
Which is not easy to do. There's characters presented, there's drama, there's suspense, there's tension, there's conflict. And that's his lyrical skill.
A skill King says puts Ashford in the ranks of Ira Gershwin, Billy Strayhorn, and Smokey Robinson in his expansiveness and his brevity and his generosity of vision. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.